with the Drive Guys, Kyle Draper, Whitey Gleason, just basking in the afterglow of that Kings victory last night. I want to real quickly touch on something that happened in sports today, because there aren't enough owners like this guy. The owner, the chairman of the San Diego Padres, unfortunately passed away at the age of 63. His name was Peter Seidler. He was, I think, the grandson of Dodger owner Walter O'Malley, and this guy was a real fan. And the reason I mention this, I know that, you know, it's unfortunate and everything, but okay, we're, you know, don't have a lot of Padre fans here, but this right. guy spent a ton of money on that team, as you know, and they didn't get to the playoffs this year, but they got to the playoffs the year before, and he invested in the team, and the team drew. The San Diego market is seen as a market where people are pretty apathetic, smaller market. They drew 3 million fans this year.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Even though they didn't make the playoffs, and it's just too bad that there aren't more owners like that. He was a baseball fan. It's too bad there aren't more owners like that who are true fans. He invested in the product, and unfortunately, guys like that, there are fewer and fewer of them, not only in baseball, but in pro sports.
Yeah, and as an owner, if I'm a fan, that's what you want from your owner,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You don't want them penny pinching or worried about a buck or anything like that. You want to go out there, spend money, try to invest in the talent and put the best yes. talent out on the field. And so, you know, it came up short, obviously, but it's not for lack of trying, lack
right.
of effort. The worst is when owners don't want to spend the money, because then you don't give fans any hope mm-hmm. After that.
So. Yeah, so rest in peace, Peter Seidler.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the vote this week, and it appears Major League Baseball owners will approve the relocation of the A's. Although a lot of people are saying that it's not a done deal because there's so much left they have to figure out, but if the owners say, okay, we approve it, then it keeps them on that track. So it's far from a done deal.
It's not okay.
It's
okay.
Like a masquerade right. because apparently everyone that looks at this plan is like, well, that's not finished yet. That won't work. Yeah, but we're working on it. Okay,
all
fine.
Right.
We approve.
So just pushing it down,
yeah.
approving everything, and then it's going to get to the
kicking
finish line.
Down
and it's
the road.
Like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's unfortunate.
It's not what it was cracked up to be.
Yeah. At some point, someone needs to convince Major League Baseball that you will make more money if you don't do this. That is the only reason.
right.
right.
That's the only reason.
The only reason why they might decide, okay, we'll stay in
But they're
open.
Desperate to go to that Vegas market. That's what's happening. I mean, you see hockey there. You see NFL. I believe
LeBron's
NBA.
Gonna be
LeBron's going to be there, according
the coach,
to sources.
Yeah. With Drake's
Bob. Exactly. And so for baseball, they don't care who it is. If somebody's going, hey, let's go. We're going to put Oakland there. And so I think, you know, as much as we talk about John Fisher, Rob Manfred, the other mm-hmm. owners, I think they're for it also.
So how about this road trip coming up here for the Kings? The homestand ended up very nicely. How many
yes.
wins you think are out here? You got the Kings, as you know, of course.
Yep.
You're going out there on the road with them at L.A., at San Antonio, at Dallas, at New Orleans again, and at Minnesota. So starting tomorrow, you go Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday.
I got them
3-3,
4-2 probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That would be 4-2.
I'd
awesome.
Take that. I would take that. I mean, I think they're going to get up for the Lakers game. It'll be interesting to see if LeBron plays in that game tomorrow, second night of a back-to-back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so you get that one. The Spurs will be a tough one,
tournament
obviously.
Game.
In-season tournament
yeah.
game. So our boys will bring it. So I expect the Kings win. I think they'll split in New Orleans. I think it's just hard to win twice on the road against the same team. That Dallas game is going to be tricky, obviously. And Minnesota's a tough team, too, man. The great defense that they're playing. So I got 3-3, 4-2. Is there a ceiling, I think? And 3-3 is what I really think I got them at.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, which is what we do here, 3-3, I would be delighted with 3-3.
Yeah. That's a good road trip. That's a good road trip. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Now, if you're being honest, what do you really think?
Yeah, I mean, There's the Minnesota game is a concern. New Orleans, I don't know, but then you got the Dallas, New Orleans back to back. Even 2-4, I think 2-4 would be like, it's unfortunate, but we could live with that.
You could live with it.
And yeah.
Especially with that back to back, we'll see if De'Aaron plays in both of those as well.
Good point.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. You know, because you got Dallas and then you got New Orleans. And so the second night of a back to back, I'm not sure what time we'll get to New Orleans. I got the itinerary, I got to look it up. And so it might be tough, but. Man, if you could come out of this 3-3, 4-2, and you come back to the crib in December, you got a lot of home games in December as well. And so I think, you know, 4-2 would be golden. 3-3, I would even take.
4-2 right now.
3-3, I take too. Exactly.
Have a parade. Be the first team in history to have a parade for a successful road trip. Now, how do these cities, where do they rank on Kyle Draper's favorite cities to travel to?
Ooh, you want me to be honest too, right? You don't want me to give you the...
Well, I don't want you to a position where you might not want to badmouth a city, but if you do, that's fine. But yeah.
So L.A. would be at the top of my list.
Really?
L.A. I love L.A. because usually we stay in Beverly Hills, so it's a different experience.
Uh-huh.
And then the nightlife, you know, which I partake in here and there. You know, I got some friends down there. We usually go out. I love L.A. and just the
celebrity
whole vibe.
Types?
My friends?
Yeah.
Or... No, my friends are normal people. I don't know any celebrities. Why? I'm not that dude. But I am in the proximity of celebrities. Let me say that. I'll just say that for you. So yeah, LA's at my top. Dallas is it's okay. It's a nice hotel that they're staying in, but there's not a whole lot around it. And that's a one night thing. I am golfing Saturday in Dallas, though. Got my boy Ben down there, so we're gonna hit the links. We're gonna play some golf, so that'll be fun. New Orleans, I actually like New Orleans.
Is funky.
It's funky. It's, you know, it's different now because I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol anymore. But when I drank alcohol, oh my gosh, that was the place. And then you got the casino right downtown, Harrah's, right next to it. I'm a big blackjack guy, and so no, I love those. And I actually, believe it or not, I love Minnesota.
What?
Yes, I went to college in Minnesota. I got my roommate out there. I got people out there.
It's not that cold there yet, is it?
Not yet, exactly. And they do have those bridges, those tunnels.
The gerbil tunnels.
Yeah. Is that? Huh?
Well, anyway. You know what a habit trail is? It's like for a hamster.
Yeah, the little tube stuff. Yeah, got that in Minneapolis. Yeah. And so that's nice. But no, I love all these cities, man. There's not one city I don't enjoy when I go out on the road, though.
Uh-huh. But L.A.'s number one.
Oh, yeah. L.A. Out of any city in the country, L.A. is tops for me.
How concerned do you think they should be in New Orleans with what Zion was just saying? I know we talked about this.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Kings and nightlife in New Orleans. I thought that's where you were going.
Okay.
We could go there, too. We could go there. No, they'll be fine. Our guys don't like to party that much. They're, you know, that's one thing I've noticed about, you know, this Kings team. When you go on the road, sometimes you'll land at 12, 1 a.m. And in the past, I'm not going to name names or franchises. I've seen guys... Soon as they land, they're going right back out. You know,
Atlanta, Miami.
Yeah, some of those cities, you know. Yes, I've seen guys do that. Not saying on this Kings team. I'm just saying in general in my years covering the NBA. Guys will get in at 1:30. Dallas was a big one, believe it or not. Guys would get into Dallas and then head back out. You know, that was a huge one.
I mean, that's their adults, right?
They're adults. Hey, they work just like we do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like going out with friends after work.
Sure.
You know, it's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, sleep on the plane. No
sleep
problem.
On the plane. But I don't see that with our guys, the current Kings. I don't think they're much partiers. They're not big partiers, I don't think.
I would guess they're, well, I don't know. I was going to say their coach would not be a huge fan of that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, you
military
know
military background, I don't know.
And, and they're always practicing, really too. It's not like it's, all right, guys, a day off, go ahead, do. Like Mike Brown, most of the time, he has these guys practicing on these off days.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle Draper's top five.
Top five NBA cities.
Yeah, would be Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. No, L.A., Miami.
Okay.
Got to throw Miami up in there.
Yeah.
After that, man, there's a huge drop off after that.
Really?
There's a big note. Yeah. Those. Yeah. What do you mean? What? Jay Johnson's in my ear. What? Houston? Nah, man. Because where we stayed at, you got to remember, if we stayed downtown, I'd say Houston. I didn't like the. I mean, the Post Oak is great, but I'm not talking about what's around the hotel, Jay. I'm talking. We stayed at the Post Oak. And that was okay, but I'm a more downtown guy.
H-Town's not on the list.
H-Town. Atlanta's on that list. ATL, right. Yes,
third.
Sir. ATL, yeah. Yeah. Oh, New York, definitely. New York. Oh.
That's
New York's three. New York's three.
New York's three.
Yeah, New York's three.
Sorry, ATL, you're down to four.
ATL, four, and I'm going to go, It's a tremendous drop off after that. Like, it really. Okay. I'm gonna go Orlando. I actually like Orlando. Really? Orlando's right downtown. Got great restaurants, great bars. The scene is good. Uh-huh. I'm an Orlando fan. I like Orlando.
What's the first city? Next city in?
Who's on the bubble?
Yeah.
You know what's a city that's coming up, and it's my hometown, Philly. I'm gonna throw Philly on there.
Okay.
Philly has a popping downtown right now.
All
yes.
Right. There you Philadelphia. Go. Kyle Draper's top five NBA cities: L.A. to Miami, then a drop off. Is there a big drop off to New York? You said a drop off before you came up with New York.
Nah. New York's right, up New York. In that.
Then
top
a drop off to
big
ATL.
Time drop off.
Then
big
another drop off to Orlando,
yeah,
Florida.
Big time drop off. Yes. Right. Yes. I might have to do a vlog or something, you know, vlog from the road. You know?
You should do that.
I might do that.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick, real quick one here. It's just a 20, all right? This is not a full. And when we come back, two areas in which the Kings could have been a lot better last night, believe it or not, with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Thanks, as always, not only for being with us, but for your participation as well.
Oh, what's somebody saying?
No, we got a lot of people with a lot of reactions to a lot of things we've talked about today on the text line, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You know, we were talking about cookies earlier, if I'm not
mistaken.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, from the 916, I own a big wholesale bakery in town. 70% of all cookie sales, 55% of my business, chocolate chip cookies. Oatmeal raisin, less than half of 1%.
He said less than half of
1%? Less than half of 1%. That's yeah.
I never told you what my middle school motto was.
No.
Dare to be different.
Okay.
Kings fans, dare to be different. Don't be a follower. Like, who texted that? Is that, who was that? 916 from the 916.
Yeah.
Don't be like that person.
Put their name on it.
Don't be like that person.
From the
dare to be different.
315. First of all, this is a text of the day nominee already because he says, this is Dennis. He put his name on it.
Put his name, represent.
Like Herm Edwards would say, put your name on it.
Yes.
This is Dennis. Kyle is right. Oatmeal raisin over chocolate chip cookies anytime. It was really cool. You guys had Kenny Thomas on. I always enjoy hearing what he has to say about basketball and the Kings. And then one more from the 916. Draper loves oatmeal raisin cookies and L.A. What a surprise.
Oh, that's a shot right there.
I don't know what
that means. What is that supposed to mean? What is that?
Please elaborate.
Text in. I want to hear that.
That's why I don't know what that
means.
That's
and here's the thing, though, about that. Here's the thing. Whoever texted that,
yeah,
call into the show. Be a man about it. Say it to my face. 916-339-1140.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, maybe that's a compliment. I don't know. I don't know which way they're going there.
Man.
Is there any way you would be willing to share with us some of the cities that you're not as fond of? Again, I don't want to put you on the spot. You have to go to these places.
But you got to understand, it really has to do with where we're staying.
Okay.
When we go to these spots.
Right. So you say a city, and we're thinking of the city.
Right.
You're thinking of the hotel.
Yeah. So, like, when I think of Detroit, we usually stay in Birmingham, which is a suburb like 35, 40 minutes out. Exactly, James. Like, that's Indiana. That's how it feels. And so I don't get a good vibe. Now, if we stay downtown, which we had before, there's the casinos down there.
Okay.
It's a lot of history down there. As a matter of fact, I went to Detroit and visited the Motown Museum when I was out there. I'm a big Motown fan. So I love that. You know, Milwaukee. Oh. I got sunshine. Oh, my gosh.
On a cloudy day.
It has officially reached that hour. 5:17. It's the witching hour. But Milwaukee, for instance. Milwaukee in January is not fun. It's not a good time. I'm sorry.
You don't
it's
stay
cold.
At the Pfister, do you?
No, we don't stay at the Pfister. You keep talking. You brought that up last week, too, didn't
well,
you?
Halloween,
yeah,
we
yeah Halloween
it.
We were talking about that.
And you don't stay at the Skirvin in Oklahoma
City. The Skirvin
City,
in OKC,
good,
no.
Good.
So I'm not a big fan of Milwaukee in January, but I love every city. Here's the thing about me, Whitey. This is what you need to know, big fella. I'm going to have fun no matter where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into something. I'm going to enjoy myself.
As long as they got raisin oatmeal cookies.
Oatmeal and casinos. That's the weight of my heart, baby. Oatmeal, raisin, cookies, and casinos. Your boy is hooked.
Nice. Do you think the Bay Area would be, I know it's different here because you don't really stay
I don't
there.
I don't get to stay.
Yeah.
It's changed over the years, though. You know, I used to come with the Celtics and we'd stay downtown and it was popping. We used to head out, go out. Now, when I go to the Bay Area, I don't go like in the city. I go on Valencia and some of these other, you know, neighborhoods you hang out, not downtown as much anymore.
Would you agree with me on this? As great as the Kings were last night, there's two areas in which they could have been better. I would say one is free throw shooting, and the other is, and Mike Brown mentioned this himself after the game, second chance points. And not to nitpick.
Yes. Here you go.
Not to nitpick, but you know, 14 to 22 from the charity stripe ain't going to get it done. And Cleveland had 25 second chance points.
Wow. Yeah, that's not
15 on second chance opportunities.
If you're Mike Brown, you're happy about that because that gives you a teaching moment, something to put on the film, right? To
say, it up. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so, no, it's
you should see him in post game when I know you talk to him, but when he's meeting with the media, because I know you always get mad when I look at my box score.
And, he's and that's like, what he does,
he's
right?
And he does, yeah, and he's just pouring out that, well, we had these many second chance points, you know, oh, turnovers, so.
But you know what else he does? I got to go back and look at the film, you know, the eye test, the film, you know, that's what I'm talking about. But no, there's, you know, as great of a defensive effort we're talking about, if I'm correct, Cleveland still made 16 three-pointers.
Can we really say it was a great defensive
effort?
That's
what I'm saying, but that's been the narrative.
49.5%.
Right, you're preaching to the choir.
120 points.
Whitey, we just spent 3 hours and 20 minutes hyping up defense. Keegan Murray's, he held Donovan Mitchell. It was a great, they played well on both sides. 49, what would they shoot from three? 46%?
45.7, yeah,
right.
So yeah.
46%.
Uh-huh.
And so as great as maybe we are talking about it today, there's a lot of room for improvement. Like that second quarter, giving up 35, that was not good.
I mean, they had moments. That's what I will say about their defense last night. They had their moments. And over, if you look at the whole homestand, they had their moments. But last night is hardly a stellar example of the Kings' better defense.
Right. I 100% agree with you. And, you know, you mentioned it yesterday where Basketball Reference had them in defensive rating. And Brendan brought it up today. Right now, they're 17th, according to the NBA.com stats, in defensive rating. So their defensive rating actually went down, I do believe, from before the game to after the game.
14th, I think.
Right. Yeah. And now they're 17th in the association.
But with this team, anywhere around 17, I think you're going to be pretty good with it.
Exactly. And you'll take that. And I'll pull up the advanced numbers now. You know, what we saw last night and what they were able to do offensively was tremendous. But for the season, we know they've had some issues offensively. Pulling up, they're 15th in the league in offensive rating right now. Tons of room for improvement when it comes to that offensively. Defensively at 17, I don't know how much better it can get. You know, it's not going to be number 6 or 5. And, you know, maybe it'll move up to 14. And if you're Mike Brown, you got to accept that.
So there have been ups, there have been downs, but you look big picture so far. You're, what'd you say, 14 offensive rating, middle of the pack?
Yeah, middle of the pack, 15.
Yeah, 15, 17, which is about middle of the pack defensive rating, and you're 5-4. So
and you're five games without your guy, too.
Yeah, that's a great
point. And so if you're Sacramento, life is good right now. You've been able to weather the storm. Golden State, you know, they've lost 3 in a row. Now they're about to lose their guy, Steph Curry, for a period of time. Theirs could turn into a 4, 5, 6-game losing streak just like that. I think the Kings, they've done a great job sort of weathering the storm.
Yeah, you need to be the samurai. You know the samurai philosophy on that?
Okay.
Fate says you cannot weather the storm. The samurai says, I am the storm.
All right, James Harden, are you the system also? You know, I'm not a system player. I am the system. No, but I like that because if you're Sacramento, we're bringing the storm. Like, we are the storm. They need to weather us.
Yes.
That's the mindset you got to have. Yeah.
Starting tomorrow night. That'd be a great way to, obviously, get this road trip roll in with a win over, I almost said arch rival Lakers. They're not the arch rivals
anymore. Not
anymore,
right?
They're interstate rivals, but not your arch rivals.
What's the one team you would like to beat the most if you're a Sacramento King?
Warriors,
right? Like, they are so obnoxious. Their fans are obnoxious. And I think right now, Steph Curry and that whole night-night thing, it's like, it's obviously Draymond is public enemy number one. But now, for Kings fans, we got to shut up Steph Curry, too.
Yes. Like, and let's be honest, another reason for that is the Kings can't beat them.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Can't beat them.
Right,
it's aggravating.
Right, exactly.
Haven't been able to do it.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Close.
And we're about to see them in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, the final in-season tournament group play game. Man. Wow, how about that? That's a TNT game nationally televised from Golden One Center.
You know, my fear on the in-season tournament for the Kings or whoever, it's going to come down to like the tiebreakers on the group things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to have a lot of teams like 3-2, right?
Yeah.
One of the tiebreakers, and it's obviously down the road a little bit, but one of the tiebreakers is coin flip. Did you know that?
I did know that. I did know. It's like way down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one of them also, and this will help the Kings, is like last year's record is one of them too.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of mess is that?
Man, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. So last night, yeah, got to make a few free throws. Domas is a good shooter. Why can't he make a free throw, Kyle?
Yeah, he's been struggling from the free throw line this season. Just 6 of 11 last night. 14 of 22.
I'm telling you, you could see it. He's thinking about it. And same thing with the mid-range. You can see he's just for a second there thinking about it. You got to talk to him about his pre-shot routine. Just speed it up just a little bit. Think about it. Boom, boom, boom.
I know.
Square up, boom.
It's something I've talked to the coaching staff about last season. He hired this shooting coach, this shooting guru, midway through the season last
year.
You're
fired.
And it sort of tweaked the shot. And so I don't know if he doesn't have the confidence in it or whatever, but it's something he's worked on. We just haven't seen it in action during games.
All right. Let's see. Who would be Kyle Draper's player of the game from last night?
Last night?
Yeah.
See?
And we're not going
about
for
to
the
say,
obvious guy.
Right, and because you're holding the box score. I'm not going to just look at the box score and say,
because what did you
Murray
say your motto
night?
Was in middle school? Dare to be different?
Dare to be different.
So you're dare to be different player of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to go somebody different here. You know, everybody would say De'Aaron Fox, Keegan Murray. I'm actually go DeMontis Sabonis.
Uh-huh.
And I know the stats back that up. But I'm talking about his force and his presence inside against 2 7-footers. Jared Allen and Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
They were supposed to dominate in this game. Don't look at the box score, Whitey. Because Evan Mobley.
Why not?
Because Jared Allen was a minus 25. And I know plus minus isn't indicative of how well you play or not. But if you're minus 25 on the floor and you're the starting center, that's pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty bad. So DeMontis Sabonis, I thought, owned the Cavs big men last night.
Yeah. Mine would be Malik Monk.
Really?
Yes.
I see what you did there.
What?
You didn't want to go with the obvious either.
Well, I'm saying that's my dare to be different player of the game.
What did you like about Malik last night?
I liked the way he shot the ball, and he had 4 assists last night, and he kept the ball moving, and he wasn't forcing things as a point guard. And he, you know, when he's playing well, he brings that edge, that spirit that this team absolutely needs if they're going to be successful.
No, you're
with Malik, it's not just about the numbers.
You're right. And you know, Matt Barnes said Malik is sort of the barometer for this team. I throw him with Keegan Murray and Kevin Huerter. I mean, those are the 3 perimeter guys that if they're going like they were last night, you're not going to beat them. You're not going
to
beat them.
When we come back, why you may need to poach someone's password to watch the in-season tournament next year. That's next year with the Drive Guys on Whitey Gleason, Kyle Draper. Get ready for the Return of the Empire coming up top of the hour. So we'll be talking to Emil and Nate here in just a little bit. And then got a Brock Purdy question for Kyle as well before we get to that. Right now, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Let's talk to Mitch. Mitch, thanks for hanging on. You're on with the Drive Guys. What's up today?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good,
I'm
Mitch.
I'm going back a few hours. Mind me, I have one Kings point. I wanted to say, I guess the Broncos, I recently got Sean Payton. I guess he's not interested in Drake or Caleb Williams, who I still think has an outside shot. Outside shot of getting the Heisman.
Oh, yeah, huh? Okay.
Very outside.
Yeah.
He's very outside.
So you're saying, so Sean Payton's not tanking. You're saying he's actually trying to get some done this year. Yeah, I gotcha.
He might be this. He has a chance of second place because, you know, the Chargers will be the Chargers.
Uh-huh.
You know, they can score, but they can't stop, kind of like USC.
Right.
And all I got to say with the Kings, I will play the bench. You know who I'm forgetting his name now. I'm sorry. It's Harrison Barnes reminds you of the other North Carolina guy. He got picked by Atlanta. Did Marvin something? I don't know.
Marvin Williams, yeah.
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 Yeah. They both need to drink some of my coffee. I should drink less. They should drink more. I mean, just have some more pep. I cannot believe it. It's not like you're digging ditches here. I didn't have a lot of assistance in rebounds if you don't want to score. But, you know, Harrison Barnes, I've been waiting to watch this guy since Golden State.
Yeah. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate
Mitch, how long you been on? How long Mitch been on hold?
Mitch?
It's only an hour or so.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not bad. That's not
I'm
bad.
I'm on vacation.
All right, you got time. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, Mitch.
How'd you get Mitch on? Thanks, Mitch, for hanging
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah,
appreciate that. That's awesome.
That.
I love Mitch.
I want to get him on.
Somebody held on for an hour plus to talk to us. That's when you know you've made it, man. That's when you know you've made it. Oh, man.
He does that for a lot of shows.
Love
so
Mitch.
Don't get too carried
away. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I thought we were special.
You're great. Don't worry about that. That's indisputable. But he tends to do that for shows. So thank you.
All right. Appreciate that.
We were talking about Ben Simmons earlier, right? And I just, you may have seen this, and I'm not making a joke about this, but apparently this is unfortunate news. Ben Simmons is going to be out for more than another week with a nerve impingement in his lower back.
Yeah, that's...
He must have some.
It's something. He's had back issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For a while now. And I think he was playing halfway decent. I mean, not all star level Ben Simmons like we saw early with Philly, but he was serviceable. He was a good role player for them in Brooklyn. But man, he's had a rough go of it in his career.
6 games this season, 6.5 points, 10.8 rebounds, 6.7 assists.
Right. See?
Yeah.
Solid. I mean, he's not scoring, but
he's an NBA player.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But now he's out. And man, I tell you, OKC is just picking him apart. I'm watching this OKC San Antonio game. 10-point game at the half here. And we'll see San Antonio up on Friday. Our first look at Victor Wembanyama. So that'll be fun.
Tall Chinese guy here on the chat has the answer to Domas' shooting woes.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to read this. This is not me saying
it's
this,
not you.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Domas needs to do what the Korean Basketball League is doing. Bigs are just using the backboard and going up from 60 to – percentages are going up from 60 to 70% to over 85%. Using same form as normal shot. Okay, I assume he's talking free throws. So he's saying, like when you play pop a shot,
right.
Just bank it off the square.
Glass. Isn't that hard, though? Like a bank from straight away? That seems to be like a more difficult shot to me. I don't know.
It's just, it's
why not
the
Rick Barry, old granny style?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not that? We're not going to start telling Domas to shoot differently now because he struggled to start the season. You like that, though, huh?
I do. I would never do it, but I understand where he's going there, and I'd have to look into that if guys in the Korean League are actually...
Yeah, I need to look that up.
Hitting the square and, with the
I'm
same...
I'm terrible at pop a shot, though. That's the thing. I'm not good at that, so...
Why not? You're a player, right?
Yes, but I'm used to swishing, swishing.
Oh,
and
you can do that.
It's hard. My son always kicks my butt at that, man. That's
he's a player, too. That's the thing.
No, but then I get him on the real court. I back him down. I give him a couple of elbows. He land on the ground, sprawled out. I'm like, take that.
That's
remember Papa Shy?
We're going the other way. What'd you think of the Malik charge that they reversed? See, last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
At first, I thought, he must have been inside the circle, but he wasn't in
He
the
wasn't.
Circle.
He wasn't. That was a good play, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was...
And Brown was pointing at him.
He's like, that was...
Pointing Mike Brown, because I guess he only took one last year.
Is that what it was?
And they've been trying to get him more, so they're like,
That's one of those teachable things. Like, like Malik did it. Like, those drive coaches like, oh my gosh. That's like, can I say the word porn on there?
Yeah.
All right, that's like basketball porn for coaches. A guy taking a charge, especially in today's game, especially from Malik Monk, like you said, who only took one last year. That's amazing.
Think about words on radio. You can say any word on the radio. It's just a lot of them you can only say once. And then you're done. But
like
you can
say. That's okay, though, right? That's
As far as I'm concerned.
My man Jay on the controls back there, he got the dump button. Look at him and Simone chopping it.
Right. Like, what?
He's like, what happened, Draves?
You can say anything, but a lot of things you can only say once. We just had that commercial for... Michael Fassbender, The Killer on Netflix. I think I want to see that. But speaking of Netflix,
yeah,
Netflix apparently, well, Netflix is said to be considering a bid for the NBA in-season tournament.
Really?
Yep. This is via Sports Media Watch.
That's what's going to happen.
Sports Business Journal reported this week Netflix has shown some interest in acquiring rights to the in-season tournament. Again, this would all be, of course, next year. And potentially developing a docu-series akin to the F1 show Drive to Survive to complement the live games. They will not be able to bid until late April at the earliest, the point at which the NBA's exclusive negotiating window with ESPN and Turner is set to expire.
That's interesting because will local broadcasts still be able to show them as well? Or are they taking that away? You know, is that in-season tournament going to be exclusive to Netflix?
Right.
You know?
The NFL, is it a league rule? I know, like, if a game's on Amazon, you can still on the local, they put it on the local channel
for people
that don't have Amazon. But yeah.
That would be scary. And if somebody is going to bid on it, I think it's going to go to Amazon, right? Amazon has the money to just outbid. If they wanted it, they just, they could easily. I'm not a big fan of, like, all these streaming services buying sports, you know? It's just too much right now. Mm-hmm. How much, you got cable or no? What do you got?
I've got Xfinity, and also we stream on a couple TVs, so.
Right, yeah. So I got Xfinity. But I'm also paying for Netflix. I'm paying for Disney Plus. I'm paying for Max. I'm paying for Hulu. Like, it's like, it adds up, bro. It's like,
I know.
If I'm paying $300 for Xfinity, I shouldn't have to pay another extra $100 to get all these other streaming services.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't like about streaming's fine, but if you're watching a game, like if I'm watching a game on NBA TV, like I'm streaming a Warrior game, but then there's a football game on regular TV, and then going from one to the other on the same TV, it takes too long.
Yeah. You got to go into the app and all that.
And it's not like, oh, I don't know how to do it. It's just like, it's not as easy as click.
You got League Pass too or no?
I have a limited, I just get Warrior games because I used to do the Warrior stuff. So.
Now, Jay's like, we got D. I tell you what, I need to call Adam Silver, get him on the line because NBA League Pass, I should not have to year in and year out figure out, do I have League Pass or not?
Well, like, you have it. If they don't tell you, you have it.
Right.
They
try to sign in. It's like, it's not working. It's like 1 week I got it. The next week, it
really?
Always takes me like a good month to figure out whether or not I have League Pass. Yes.
Am I
the only one with that? I need people to. This is an honest thing, Whitey. This is something that makes
you have
upset.
Your password. You know, I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
See, so, but the problem is, I get it through the Kings, too, and so it's like, I get reimbursed. Like, but I had it for the first week of the season, and now I had it on my phone, but now I can't watch games anymore. I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, you know, sometimes they have that free preview week.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what I had. Yeah.
Yeah.
But every year it takes me about a month to figure out NBA League Pass, which is ridiculous.
That's so funny.
Like, I can't even – oh, my gosh.
But maybe that's, you know, you can't figure that out on your own. You can't. It is. You
no, because you have the free preview, so you think you have it.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm good.
You really can't call anybody anymore now.
No, you can't get anybody on the phone anymore. And so it's a pain in my butt, man. I can't be the only one that has an issue with that. Like, seriously. Like, I'm glad you brought this up. And I don't even know if you did or not, but it's something that's been weighing on me for a while. Because last week I was able to watch games. This week I can't.
Calm down, Ryan. Calm down. Take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
Let me riff. Adam Silver, you're my guy. You've done some great things. The play-in tournament, it's phenomenal. In-season tournament, I'm actually a big fan. But can we please, Adam Silver, can we please fix NBA League Pass in the NBA app?
It is too much. If he has it, could someone at the league office let him know if he has it or not?
Like, how can I not watch games? How can I? I'm at home. All right, I'm gonna go watch this Clippers Warriors game. Can't watch it. And here's the thing: you should not have to be at home. I should be able to watch it on my phone, Adam Silver.
And
for some reason, I used to be able to watch it on my phone.
Right.
But it wouldn't go through on my iPad. So the NBA needs to fix that out. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. And I know I'm serious right now because I'm sweating. I'm fired up about this. But Adam Silver, man, you do such a great job. You got to figure out the NBA app and league pass.
We'll get him on the show to talk.
Yeah, I'm gonna get him on the show here. He's making the media rounds right now, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll look into it and he'll get right back to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will.
The return of the umpire crossover with Emil and Nate is next right here on Sacktown Sports. YouTube chat comment of the day here from Tin Vietnam, who says Adam Silver is the commissioner of the NBA, not the DirecTV guy.
Shout out Tin,
man.
Love Tin.
The NBA experience is supposed to be a good one. It's supposed to be user friendly. Yeah. And I don't understand why every year I got to go searching for whether or not I have direct for NBA league pass.
Especially for its employees, right?
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It should be a given. And maybe it's on me. Maybe I need to check and call Xfinity Cable. No. Hey, do I have it? You know, before the season starts or not? But it's a mess, man.
Oh, we'll get it. We'll get it.
We
got to
get
out.
It straight.
Yeah. 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 Return of the Umpire is coming up. So Emil and Nate joining us, gentlemen. Hello. Much more pleasant 49er circumstances than when we last spoke.
Yeah, I'm a happy guy today. Yeah, yeah. I was a little sad last time. Huh? The Kings weren't doing well. The Niners weren't doing
Nate
well.
Nate was real sad.
Yeah. We're in a better place. You know, I like to use this crosstalk time to get out my other sports stuff. If I could do that.
First
with
of all, hold up.
Yeah. You taking over our crosstalk? Is that what's happening right now? Is this coming on? It's still our show.
I don't have a crosstalk.
But you're like, I like to take this time to get off my other.
Yeah.
Go on your own show and get off your other sports takes, big fella. Not right here.
Go ahead.
It's
49ers.
We'll it's literally a question for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm about to say,
you come on my our show trying to. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So watching the game the other night, Drapes, he's on the call. He drops I think it was Malik dishing the ball out like Brock Purdy, right?
Uh-huh.
He says that me and my dad are like, go. Because he's giving Brock love, you know. It's there's been some contentious moments about Brock Purdy with Kyle Draper here.
Yes.
So I just shoot a text straight to him. I'm like, love the Brock Purdy, love you did that. And then after I'm like, should I have sent that? He's working. Like, am I distracted?
Did I respond?
Immediately. Yeah, immediately.
See? Because you're my guy.
Yeah, see? So I want to know personally, when you're working, I know everyone's different. Is that annoying to have to deal with that? Do a lot of people text you and stuff when you're on the call?
All the time.
Yeah.
But we get commercial breaks.
Yeah, you get a break.
And then the producer's talking into my ear, you know, during commercial and saying what's coming up. Usually I ignore him.
Yeah.
Because I'm too busy responding to Nate's text, you know what I mean? But it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's because
you have the option, right? I mean, you could just turn your phone off.
You
so.
Could tell. Who does that these days, right?
No, I was just locked
disturb.
In.
What do you mean? Do not disturb.
No, I don't. Dude, I want to be disturbed.
I
want to know what's
20
happening.
Minutes ago, actually, when I was doing a commercial, I knew Nate was coming in, and I was like, I got to get this commercial done. Do not disturb.
Yeah,
Nate,
really?
Like,
you did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I won't do, I will not go on social media.
During the game.
That's
during
too
game.
Much.
Yeah,
that's
too much.
Because
there's too much going on.
You get
the mentions, the notifications.
Yeah. You get down the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
or you
like,
see something.
Know.
Yeah, you don't want to
see
it. Yeah,
exactly.
Whatever.
I'm trying to be in the mind frame.
Nate, I did not hear that because I was at the game.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle actually brought it up today. He mentioned that. If I had been watching and I'd heard that, I would have just, my jaw would have hit the floor to hear him say something nice.
And it was
about
when they
Brock
were being
Purdy.
Bad too. It was what? It was
were we bad? No.
The Niners. No, the it
oh,
was
the Niners.
Niners.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
What
yeah.
game was that? It was the Blazers game?
Blazers or Oklahoma City. One of those two.
Yeah.
You're right. And
how about that?
It must have been the Blazers.
Wow. Because I know my audience. Yeah. I could have said Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's
You
know, that's not a good thing to do in this area. And so I knew everybody could identify with Brock Purdy.
I just wanted to peel back the curtain and kind of see how things work.
See
if I was overstepping the line.
Not a little bit, but no, it was all good.
hey, he texted you back.
I texted you back.
I was like, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I didn't
that.
Say, who's this? Yeah. You know, I didn't do that to you.
Because I'll harass
so
Jason sometimes during a Sac State thing, but, you know. Jason likes it, I think.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys have 49er stuff coming up for the next hour, but my understanding is, Emil,
you want to get something off your chest,
you
want
to talk about...
What do I want to talk about?
De'Aaron Fox, MVP?
Superstar?
You know, let's not do this. We had the discussion earlier.
Okay.
No, Nate came Superstar in and said you wanted to talk about this.
He did say
I'm
that.
I'm wrong. That's the problem. I'm wrong.
Oh, he's backing up, Drake.
I can't.
He's threw it in reverse. He threw it in reverse.
Russ. Look, his dude, Deion Sanders. He's backing up.
De'Aaron is a superstar because I have different standards. You have other standards because you have standards of superstars being the NBA faces. I have the NBA faces as a different category, as the ultimate category of NBA player, where there's like four or five people, the faces of the NBA. Superstar is a step lower than that. I think De'Aaron is a superstar. I don't think he's an NBA
How many
face.
Superstars are there in the league, would you say? Does every team have a superstar?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, your definition sounds like 15 to 20.
I would say about 10 to 15. To 15. And face of the NBA, about 5.
So who are they?
Can't there only be one face of the NBA?
Oh, that's I said faces, plural.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. Like,
no, I don't
who
think
is
so.
The face of the NBA then right now? Steph
yeah,
Curry?
Who is? 30? Nah, I could say 30? Giannis.
Maybe still LeBron.
LeBron?
See, I don't think like my mom knows who Giannis is.
Really?
My mom would know Steph Curry.
Really?
Yeah.
I really
so
think
is Giannis so. A superstar or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like my mom has no idea who Jokic is.
The
no
problem
clue.
Is with these conversations is that everyone has a different definition of, you know, super. But then you get into like all-star, that's different. But yeah, it's subjective.
Yeah. That's what's interesting about the NBA with the player participation policy. They're actually trying to put rules that determine what a star is and all of that. And it's hilarious. But okay, so you didn't want to. Our sources had told us you wanted to dive into that.
No, I don't want the drape smoke. I'm okay.
No, dude, I'm all smoked out. After that Adam Silver rant, I'm good, man. I'm going to be a nice guy from here. I'm all smoked
out. You're on Matt Barnes' podcast right. again.
All the smoke. I'm all smoked out, man. I respect your opinion, even if it's wrong. It's okay.
And same with you in the Niners in Philly. It's okay.
Dude, I can't wait till December 4th,
wild.
Man.
That's
tell you what.
Wild.
You know what? I'm going to go to eBay right now or
eBay
or something. I'm going to order some things.
Okay.
I'm going to order some some Eagles gear. I'm going to have like an Eagles gnome sitting up here.
Yeah, but then he won't know, did I order it or not? I don't know.
Is it coming? I can't log into my Amazon.
That's messed up, man. It's supposed to be us against them, not the other way around. It's all good.
Don't you think that,
oh boy,
if I may go back to the Purdy, and I know we have fun with it.
He's pretty good, right?
I think the whole narrative about Purdy, is he just a guy or is he better than that? It's done now, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Wait.
How can it be done now?
Yeah, I don't think.
Was it done Saturday before the game?
Well, in my opinion, it was.
What's the conversation we're talking about?
Yeah,
with Purdy?
Is Brock Purdy, is he like a system quarterback, just a guy?
He's not a system quarterback.
Or is he?
I think the throw to George Kittle proved he wasn't a system quarterback.
That was a wild
throw.
So
one throw, all of a sudden, just one changes throw everything?
One throw can change an outlook. If Josh Allen makes that throw, Joe Burrow makes that throw, Patrick Mahomes makes that throw, it is everywhere. And everyone going, he is the greatest
ever. Every NFL everywhere. Quarterback can at times make great throws.
Not they that earn, throw.
They earn that, though, that right to when they make a throw like that, everyone freaks out. I don't know if Brock has earned that yet.
Okay.
I just think he's
the guys
proven
he's mentioned,
that he's,
yeah.
he's better than, and I'm not singling out Kyle, because obviously there's a lot of people that have said, I don't know. To me, he's proven that he's better than that. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if he's ever going to win a Super Bowl, but to me, he's proven already, if you watch the games, like, wow, that guy is a good quarterback who is helping his team win. He's not a system quarterback who's just a guy.
I totally agree with that after watching Jimmy Garoppolo since 2017.
Dude,
I agree.
I told you, look at Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers with CMC last year. 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. His numbers were off the hook last year.
And now he has Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs and all this stuff.
And a horrible head coach.
We only got 9
And he still can't play.
You're killing me. We got to go. Dude, I might stick around. Can we get that? I got things to do, but I would stick around
with Emil and Nate is next right here on Sacktown Sports.